All right, so we're looking again still at voting in McDuffie County. And one of the things I'd like for you to know is that in McDuffie County, during early voting, you can vote at either of those two locations that I gave you. But on Election Day, November 6th, you must vote at the location to which you are assigned. And they're saying that these are the only two locations for early voting and Election Day voting. So get clear on where your assigned voting poll is. On November 6th, that's where you must vote. For early voting, you can vote at either of those locations. If you want to vote by mail, they do it. I like this. McDuffie County makes it easy. All registered voters are eligible to vote by mail. You have to submit an application to the elections office to receive your ballot through the mail. These can be submitted as early as 6 months prior to the election in which you wish to vote. Your application does not carry over, though, from year to year. A new application must be submitted each election year. All ballots must be mailed from their office. So you cannot pick up a ballot in order to vote at home. But when it's time to return those ballots, they may be returned in person. Get that now. You cannot go to the election office to pick up the ballot, but you can go to the election office to return the ballot once you've completed it. So, when you're returning your ballot, please be mindful of the amount of glue that you use to seal your envelope. They don't want to cause any damage to the ballot. They want everything to be really, really on the up and up when it comes to counting those ballots. And of course, in order to count them, they're going to have to unseal the envelope first. So make sure you seal it well, but not in such a way that you risk that the people will be opening up those envelopes, risk tearing your ballot in some kind of way. Now, when it comes to early voting in Augusta, Richmond County, let me share with you some things about, because I'm pretty sure a lot of you already know where they are with regards to early voting, times, places, etc. Let me share some other information with you that I think is very significant. We need to know this. Georgia Relay. Georgia Relay is a service that is available to all voters. Georgia Relay is a free public service that enables people who are deaf, hard of hearing, deaf blind, or have difficulty speaking to place and receive telephone calls. And again, this is available for any voter in Augusta, Richmond County by visiting www.georgiarelay.org. That's www.georgiarelay.org or by calling 1-866-694-5824. Again, that number is 1-866-694-5824. Now, let me give you a little bit of information about advanced voting, and then I want to share with you some more information about some of these services being offered by the election board in Augusta, Richmond County. Okay, advanced voting for the November 6, 2018 general election began on October 15th. It goes through November 2nd. Okay, so here, check out these times and places. At 8:30 a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., continuing through October 26th, in the Linda Beasley Room, located in the Municipal Building, which is at 535 Telfair Street. On Saturday, October 27th, past, they had satellite sites that were open. Now, here's the thing. all sites will be open Monday, October 29th, yesterday, through Friday, November 2nd, this Friday, from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. The locations are the Municipal Building, the Beasley Room, again at 535 Telfair Street. All the satellite sites, including Henry Brigham Community Center, located at 2463 Golden Camp Road, Diamond Lakes Regional Park, located at 4335 Winston Spring Road, and the Warren Road Recreational Center, located at 300 Warren Road. So again, as we wind down this last week of early voting, October 29 through Friday, November 2nd, the polls will be open from 8:30 a.m. until 6 o'clock p.m. daily, and you can go to the Municipal Building, the Beasley Room, the Henry Brigham Community Center, Diamond Lakes Regional Park, and Warren Road Recreational Center for early voting. Okay, now, let me share with you some more services offered by the Election Board, Augusta, Richmond County. This is something that I think is just awesome. They can help out with transportation. The Board of Elections, in partnership with the Transit and Compliance Departments, have determined that all polling places are within the service area of paratransit or other special transit services. Any voter who qualifies for paratransit or other special transit services can qualify. That service, if you have a paratransit service, is available to you for transportation to your polling place. Voters with disabilities who need transit from the bus stops to their polling site may make arrangements by contacting Chanel Cooper with the Transit Department. Chanel Cooper can be reached at 706-849-3458. 706-849-3458. And this is for voters who have disabilities who need transit from the bus stops to your polling site. The Transit Department is reaching out to all citizens who are qualified for paratransit service to notify them that transportation to their polling place is available on Election Day. So, they're announcing that in addition to the current practices in place, beginning with the November 6th general election, the city will begin offering special Americans with Disabilities voter transit services that will include expedited paratransit eligibility and trip fee discounts for paratransit service to the polling places. The service will be standard for all elections starting in November 2018, next month, beginning with the November 6th election. And again, this is people who qualify for paratransit. For those of you who may not qualify for paratransit, but you anticipate needing transportation assistance, I would encourage you to start now calling around and seeing how you can get that resolved. Maybe calling various family members, whether they be siblings, parents, children, cousins, whoever. Family members, close friends, someone who you think might be available, and don't wait till the last minute. Go ahead and start working on that now so that, you know, you won't have people trying to drop things that they're going to be doing and all of that. Even if you think that you'd like to go ahead and vote early by Saturday, November 2nd. Don't wait till the day of early November 2nd or even November 1st. If you haven't already started making those calls, start making them now. And like I said, I'm going to be more helpful in the future with all of this because I'm going to start having these discussions much sooner. In fact, throughout the year, every year. All right, I'll be right back.